Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, as always, we have a fun and interesting guest. Melissa Thorne, the market manager of the Westminster Farmers Market, is joining us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, and thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you in conversation and share about our downtown Westminster Farmers Market.
I love the Westminster Farmers Market. In my experience, it's one of the farmers markets that has the longest running time through the whole growing season.
We certainly do. Yes, it's incredible. It's a 28-week season this year. It was either 28 or 27 last year. But yeah, we're a strong season and there's a lot of fresh produce growing this entire year. So to be able to take advantage of over half a year to provide to our community, why not?
Absolutely. Many of the farmers markets are a Memorial Day to Labor Day situation. And you start at Mother's Day and end the weekend before Thanksgiving. I love that.
Yeah, thanks.
Produce has many, many seasons of growing. You're absolutely right. How did you become involved as the market manager with the Westminster's Farmers Market?
I was fortunate to join the city of Westminster 2 years ago in October. And prior to that, I was close to you, where you are in Lisbon, working for the town of Mount Airy. So I've always been in love with community and municipal government life. My role with the city is actually our economic development coordinator and Main Street manager. And through this, I met Brooke Haggerty, and I was able to begin learning about the market through the eyes of her, our long-term manager with the CHIC, who cultivated this market for over 7 years. And we're at a bit of a transition point, seeking out a new market manager this year. But I took this opportunity to learn it myself, like from the inside out, and meet with the vendors who have been here for a long time, try and work in the community and get new vendors if needed. So a part of our role is it's the city's market, but we contract, you know, the management position out traditionally. But how can you do that unless you're really like understand it, instead of just like it's somebody else's kind of responsibility? So this year was just an incredible opportunity for me to dive into it from day one, actually, of the season this year. So I've really been enjoying myself.
The Farmers Market was established in 1994, and you're coming into this. This is your first year, and you've had great tutelage under your predecessor there, Brooke Haggerty, that many of our listeners know. What has been some of the most memorable experiences in this first year?
Waking up earlier on a Saturday morning, I definitely have a traditional Monday through Friday gig normally, you know, saying some of the events that we do downtown that we get to pop out and visit. But memory for me is like the feeling, honestly, like of waking up early in the morning before anyone else in my family and being excited to do so and hopping in the car and then coming down. And we have such a great streets and roads department who's always there to help us get set up in the morning, and just the feeling of like, oh my gosh, we get to do this. It's another day out on the lot, and the farmers start showing up, and this is their livelihood. This is what they do. They're not the newbies. They have done this for years and years with Brooke, and before that, council member Kevin Dayhoff, with my predecessor as well in economic development. We're out here, Stan, and you know, like, it's a new world for me with agriculture. Typical suburbia girl here, love gardening, but as far as like the actual livelihood, so that to me has been one of the most memorable things that I'll really take away from this. When we do transfer it off to another market manager, day-to-day operations, but it's that sense of like bringing the community here on Saturday mornings and the fact that it's been done for years and years and years.
I always find that when you go to a farmer's market, there is a different type of sense of community. It's different than a parade. It's different, not that it's good or bad, it's just a slightly different sense of community. It's coming together, experiencing things, try this, try that. I put my love into this. I hope you taste it. Do you find that?
I do. That's a really nice way that you put that. I put my love into this, so taste it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's neat too, because we have the opportunity to bring out new folks who are just starting up their businesses as well. I thought of one of our new vendors, Serenity Sourdough. She actually lives in Finksburg and she's baking sourdough. She'll literally draw a heart in it.
I love that. No pun intended.
It's literally heart love is baked into this bread, and she's been able to provide for her family, and the market's been a big part of it in her life. Yeah, there's always good things to eat. One of the things, like producer only, that's us, but also traditionally a food centric Park Market is what we've branded the downtown Westminster Market as.
Help me understand that a little bit better. A producer only versus what other type of market? Can you help me put my head around that?
Yep. So producer only is your items that you are crafting right there at your home, growing with your own two hands and your business, so that you are as local as you can get, essentially. We typically have about a 50-mile radius for growers, and actually we have someone from Washington County and someone from Adams County in addition to our Carroll County folks this year. But it's the type of things that you don't resale, no. We want it to be as natural and homegrown as possible.
I love that. So the two types of market would be a producer market and then a commercial vendor market?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I were to think about this in terms of it's coming up on the holiday season, it's almost a juried crafts comparison.
Yes. We want somebody to have the product and significantly be changing it so that it's their own creation.
I love
that. And you can only get it here locally.
That adds a special element to it. Carroll County in Maryland is one of our more agriculturally centered counties. Bringing a farmer's market to where the farmers are, how did that happen? Or is Westminster itself more urban than the areas surrounding it, and it's the farmers feeding the urban area?
What I've learned from working this season is it's kind of twofold. We are the city, the great city of Westminster. However, it is really a small town feel. The community members are like the locals. So the folks who are on foot walking or wheeling in, not in a vehicle, are big supporters of this market. So the local farmers, and local also being those who come, like I mentioned, from Adams County and Washington County, they are sustaining a lot of these folks, and a lot of them thanks to Carroll County Food Sunday and Carolyn Babylon and her leadership and these veggie voucher programs that supports our market greatly and the farmers who live in this community. It's an opportunity for those who are going to Carroll County Food Sunday to make a food choice. So these vouchers give them this ability to come to our market, and they can use that on anything that's a consumable. Obviously, alcohol is excluded. But with this, we're getting a lot of folks from within a mile radius, literally walking. And we have a lot of strength in the community there. However, there's also the farmers that are really just a hop, skip, and a jump up the road who are sustaining the locals here. But at least two of them are full-time farmers. That's their job. They're not also an IT consultant, or one of them is. So the two main producers who are out there, that is their job. So it's kind of a twofold in my mind, where the community is relying on us, especially the ones who are not able as easily to hop in a car and go to a major grocery store chain and pick up what they need. But they really need us to be providing fresh options for what we can provide.
When we come back, let's talk about all of those fresh options and who visits the market. Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon. Welcome back to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. We have Melissa Thorne of the Westminster Farmers Market. You have many hats that you wear there in Westminster. What is your job?
So my job here with the city of Westminster is economic development for the entire city of Westminster. And the other one is Main Street Manager. In 1999, the state of Maryland and the city went into an agreement. We became a Main Street Maryland community. There are 34 other communities now. We're all joined in. And there's an entire program related to this. There's a four-point approach focusing on different areas of revitalizing Main Street. So that is by far the most exciting and fun part to dial into this community here in Westminster, and economic development. So working with the businesses and checking in on them. How are they doing? What do they need help with? Sometimes it's something the government might be doing. Some of our quote unquote red tape, if you will, you know, like the processes that we use as a pause to ensure that the world is running in our city as it needs to. But checks and balances, that's why government's here. And my role is to try and make sure we get to the bottom of it to figure out how can we help, because we want to see businesses succeed. We want to see our quality of life succeed in Westminster. We would love to help however we can, but I'm only one person, so I'm not making magic happen. It's a team effort.
Slow magic every day, long-term runs.
Thank you. Yes, that's a great way to put it.
The Farmers Market unites the urban and the suburban together with our agricultural community, and it's a valuable resource. And in your tenure at the Westminster Market and in economic development, you've seen many vendors. Who are your vendors and what do they have in common that make them successful?
We have attracted, vendors over the years, relationship building and trust. This is a long time coming. Like, it's been an effort from the team, folks who have been working on the market for so long. So this season, oh my gosh, I actually counted it up. We have brought in 49 different vendors. And typically on market dates, we have about 20 on the lot each time. So throughout the season, we've touched 49 different vendors.
What does a successful vendor bring to the market? If someone's sitting out there thinking, over this winter season, I would like to put my garden out, I would like to bring my business forward, the agritourism that I've done, the pieces that I can contribute, can you help us think through what your successful vendors at the market do that make them successful? Things that you would like to see in vendors who might be thinking about this over the winter.
We would love to work with anyone who's interested or even has an inkling of a thought that this might be for them. And it's really highlighting the people who live in the community. So if you're here doing the thing, doing the agricultural thing, we would love to talk to you and just check in with you and maybe even help you navigate any challenges like we discussed with a business opening, like a brick and mortar, like you trying to get into the farmers market and what all that takes. I think a lot of folks think of the regulations as something that might be a bit of a fear factor, but we, like along the lines of a producer only, there's a lot of opportunity specifically with our market where we could grow into different areas that we might not be hitting at. So we've got at our market now some meat vendors.
There's a lot that goes into being a vendor, all the way from how you pack your stuff up to how you package your things to how you get the tablecloths there and take payments. And just like you said, as part of the Economic Development Council, making that transition from a farmer's market to a bricks and mortar. Jeannie Bird Bakery started off at a farmer's market and made it into a brick and mortar, and their leadership and their status within the community allows them to help others.
Yes, Jeannie Bird Baking Company got their start as a market vendor in 2008 and were able to grow it into a Main Street brick and mortar. And I am biased. My office is right across the street, so it's wonderful. The community supports them. They support the community. I think they're actually celebrating their 10-year anniversary this month. Part of their leadership in our community is actually that they are on the Maryland Green Registry for sustainable practices in their business. They recycle 100% of their cardboard and flexible plastic waste, and they've actually shared that that has reduced their annual solid waste contribution by more than 8 tons. And on top of that, they work with local farms to compost their eggshells, their green waste, and coffee grounds.
They're keeping it all within the community in a positive way. I love that.
It is. We'd love to see more of that, to just kind of encourage them as an example, just to show others what's possible.
Looking forward to next year and talking about that leadership, what are the things that you would like to see the farmers market excel in for 2025?
Plans for 2025 include bringing more joy to the community. So we have consistently brought them a market on a Saturday morning that they can rely on as part of their weekly shopping plans, that consistent place to meet neighbors, family, and friends for breakfast and shopping. But we want to level up on that joy factor for the neighborhood. So connecting the community to the activities that our producers are doing through demonstrations or what have you, to teach them about the farm life through simple and meaningful activities whether it's something that they're just watching and like in admiration of. We have iron welding, or is it something that they could actually kind of get their hands on, something with wool, creating a piece that they can bring back home with them. I think education, including the joy factor, would be more a part of 2025 to really bring in something more than you could get at a grocery store. You know, what differentiates us as a farmer's market in the community versus just a store market? Tapping into the farmers and their knowledge that they have, and it's how we want to share it next year. I'm really not giving away specifics because we are deep in the planning and we don't want to overpromise, but that's the essence of what we're working on.
I love it. Cultivating the community, tilling everything back into your community soil, and bringing forward joy. What a harvest we're looking forward to 2025.
Yes, what a harvest. Great way to put it.
Earlier in our conversation, you said that there were about 49 vendors, but on average at the market, you'll have approximately 20 or so. Do all of the vendors attend all of the markets, or do they come for part of the markets? How does that work?
We classify and they're full-time vendors, part-time vendors, and pop-ups. We've got Fiddler's Green Farm. They plan on once a month, so every second Saturday. You could have found them at our market, and others are there every other month. So the first Saturday of the month or the third Saturday of the month, you might have found them at the market. And our website does share that information if they're part or full-time. We try and help guide folks who are looking for specifics and they could plan that out. But pop-ups were very popular this year. We had always a goal of focusing on a breakfast pop-up, so your food truck or hot breakfast vendor. We had a pop-up in general, so anybody who was just looking for a one-time or maybe up to six markets, and we also have highlighting a nonprofit organization in the community. So we, on occasion, stack some pop-up, knowing folks will be out on a vacation or had something else in the schedule that we could fill it in because we wanted to have that consistency and have the market retain at least 20 vendors that people could come by and see something new, or obviously they're regulars.
A pop-up is a group or a activity or a community organization that shows up on occasion while the steady vendors are listed on your website and they have a routine.
Yes. So we had some of the pop-ups could have been an activity, like you said. So Be Kind Sign, an action for kindness, is popping up. And when they popped up, we were able to paint your own Be Kind Sign.
Oh, I love that.
So that one example. And then we also have folks who are super new. So Piece by Piece Pottery, she just got started this year and she is able to pop up three times and see if she could sell the pottery. And by her surprise, she totally did because it's beautiful.
For those listeners who are sitting back over the wintertime thinking, how do I get involved? A pop-up is an opportunity where they might give this a try, much like your potter, and find out, does it work? Is it for me? Without a long-term commitment.
Absolutely. We really are trying to make it easy for folks to join us. We certainly have a standard we're holding. However, we want the community to reach out if the bug has gotten them and they're like, we should just ask. You should just ask because we want to hear from you. And there's just like no limit, honestly, to what could be shown at the market.
So we're getting ready for our Thanksgiving dinners. If we want to come out to the market on Saturday morning, we can get our fresh produce, our apples, all the things that we might want for our Thanksgiving dinner. Where can we find more information before we come?
Please visit our website and follow us on Facebook or Instagram. So our website is downtownwestminsterfarmersmarket.com. And we have Facebook as Downtown Westminster Farmers Market. And Instagram should be the same.
So those market hours are?
8 to noon.
And where's the location at, just in case we don't know?
The Downtown Westminster Farmers Market is located on the Conaway parking lot. It's across from 27 Railroad Avenue, Westminster, and we are tucked in behind Main Street and behind the Westminster Fire Department.
One last question. If I'm driving in, where do I park?
You can park right on the lot with us. We are located right next to ample parking. If you're more comfortable zipping in on the other side of the street, there's a large lot next to the fire department.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I happen to notice good goods for dogs. Are dogs welcome at this event?
Dogs are more than welcome. And we ask that folks come hungry. That's our typical tag. Dogs welcome, come hungry, because there's always something to enjoy right on the spot and to take home with you or to share with a neighbor. But dogs are often visiting our market, and we do ask that you have them on a leash and that they're friendly. We've got water bowls sitting out for them. Yes, good goods for dogs is ready to fill up their bellies. And a lot of our guests really enjoy bringing their pet.
Melissa, thank you for joining us here today. We wish you all the best in your future success and keeping the market together, enjoying and perpetuating this wonderful, rich community. We look forward to seeing you at the downtown Westminster Farmers Market, and congratulations on completing your first year. We look forward to many, many more.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was my pleasure speaking with you all today.
Thank you for being our listener. I hope you've enjoyed your cup of coffee, and I hope you got it from the farmers market. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep your connections and your minds open.
This program is a production of Raising Connections Media Company, hosted and produced by Rashan Mayer and edited and mixed by Robin Temple. For more information about our programs, visit RaisingConnections.com.